laws, which we can do in Juneau more easily than we can do in Washington. Because every one of us sitting here know our legislators. We got access to them. See, what happened to us, I think in my mind, this animal we have, whether we like it or not, and I testified just like you did, I didn't know too much about in 71 what this law contained in the Native Claims Act itself. I didn't. I knew that was there, you know, but I didn't know it. I knew some of it. And we got this thing, it's signed and it's a legal document, you know. So the best thing to me then, I always think, is let's take the Western world and work with it and make it better for us, you know, if Congress wasn't going to change it, you know. I think we have ways to do that right today through the corporations can do these things, you know.
Anything else on your mind?
No. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay, you girls from Crooked Creek. Crooked Creek is run by women, often all women.
Good. It must be well run.
Well run.
Okay, I'm Evelyn Thomas. I'm the Traditional Council President, and I'm also the president of the corporation, the nonprofit corporation we formed to receive state money
at
Crooked Creek. To go back to when, you know, this corporation was formed, I think...
You mean Keskaboom?
No, when, you know, they first started the corporations, when the land claims started.
Right, right.
I think at that time it was necessary, you know. So many people were moving up here to Alaska, and our own people were getting pushed off to the side. We didn't know, you know, about land and things like that, you know. Somebody has a piece of land. Nobody cared if somebody else walked across it, you know. Like... Let's take Crooked Creek. We, you know, everybody has their piece of land. There's no fences, and nobody cares, you know. I mean, if you want to go pick berries at the end of Ellen's land, she doesn't mind. She doesn't, you know, say you're trespassing. Okay, that's the way it was for us.
How many people live in Crooked Creek?
119. Okay, but the Western world was coming to us. And for them, they take a piece of land and they put a fence, and you don't cross that land. That's theirs. You have to ask their permission. Okay? They were doing that to us back here. It happened to Aniak. Too many white people moved in, and now the Native people are allowed to go to Bingo, is the way I see it. You know, the Native people don't run Aniak anymore. It doesn't belong to them. So far, we've been lucky up here. We don't have that yet. But if we're allowed to sell our shares in our corporation and people start buying them, people that are not from here, not our own people, then we're going to lose that too. Next thing you know, we're going to have nothing. And we will be allowed to go to Bingo. And that would be it. Because we didn't, you know, that's not the way things are or were in the past. I mean, you didn't care if somebody went hunting on your land or picking berries or whatever. But this is something new, and it's something that had to be taken care of by people who knew a long time ago when we first started the corporations. I think for us up here, when Moxie was talking, he said, you know, they don't come and tell us anything. Each of us has a representative on the board of directors for the Kuskokwim Corporation.
Each village.
It's been my experience in the past that at any time I wanted to know anything, whether I was a board of director or not on the Kuskokwim Corporation, you could always call them. You could call them collect. You didn't even have to have money. and they were more than happy to accept your call and more than happy to answer any question you might have. We've been lucky as far as Kuskokwim Corporation was concerned, as far as Crooked Creek is. They've always helped us out. Like, you know, some people come in from, well, some teachers moved into Crooked Creek, and they moved in on corporation land. Okay, and their thing was, is give us land and we'll move. Okay, our thing was, is if we went to where you come from, would you give us land so we could move? They wouldn't do that, you know. They were going to take that piece of land and just live on it. But by asking questions, you know, our questions were answered by the corporation and then kept us out of trouble.
What do you think about the kids born after 71?
I think they better be enrolled. They're our kids, you know. They should be enrolled because they're direct descendants of the shareholders. They belong to us. And should something change it that they can't, you know, that they take off shareholders from hunting or crossing lands, you know, without permission, that means these little kids wouldn't be able to do it. They won't be able to cross the lands. They won't be able to walk on them. And they're shareholders' children. That's not right.
That's a very, very good point and well put. I was in Dillingham last weekend, and we held a hearings there for about 3 days. And a lot of Native people in Dillingham said, well, I don't want to see the corporation give any shares to the kids because that will dilute the value of my shares. Now, some others came along and said, to heck with it. If it means diluting the value of my shares, I don't care. The kids should have their own shares too. Anyway, how do you feel about that?
I think it would, you know, that it doesn't, it's not going to hurt them to dilute the value of those shares. If the corporation is making money, the value of those shares goes up. Okay? I should think. All right? When native land claims were put in, one of the selling points of native land claims was, think of the future. Think of your children. Think of when your kids are going to be big and they're going to be running this corporation. That was one of the things that I heard when they were forming this corporation, okay? So now, after all this time, they're saying, our future is not part of the corporation. Our
so
kids,
how can they run it?
How can they run it if our kids are not? It's a self-defeating thing. If you don't enroll these little kids, that means that when the shareholders now die off, that's it. What's going to happen to the corporation? Those little kids got no shares. Doesn't make sense. They have to be able to be in the corporation. Because say, let's say Kathy gets old and she dies and her baby is not enrolled, okay? And it changes to where you can't give your kids your shares if they're not enrolled, you know? All right? Okay, he grows up and there's a whole bunch of them. We're not going to be alive forever and ever. All right? And those kids are going to have no shares, they're going to have no vote, they're going to have no voice. The land claims is completely null and void. There's nothing, no corporations to run. There's nobody to run them.
Okay, going from that stage then to what are your thoughts on selling your
I don't believe stock, that they should stock. Be able to sell them. Because there's people who can come in and they can tell you paint you a pretty picture, you know, and they'll lie, you know, and they'll take your money, they'll take your shares, and that's it. Then you're no longer a shareholder. I think they should be held back. I don't think they should be sold.
No. Down in Dillingham, you know, and I mentioned this just because I'd like to get your reaction. They were saying, well, look, this is a matter of personal choice. The vice president of Bristol Bay Corporation testified, just like you are. And I said, what you're saying, he said, no, wait a minute, this is America, and everybody should have the right of free choice. If somebody wants to sell their shares, they should have the right. That's a personal choice. So how would you answer him if he were here?
I would tell him that when he's part of this corporation, okay, when to follow the corporation's idea and their ideals, the corporation was put in to protect the people and to make sure they weren't shortchanged, okay? In the future, it's still there to protect and make sure the people are not shortchanged. And I don't think it should be, you know, one individual's idea to sell their shares. It should be the majority. If the majority of the people agree to sell their shares, or that they have the personal choice, then yeah, go ahead. We can't do anything about that. But if most of the people say don't sell your shares, then they shouldn't sell them.
Nobody should be allowed to sell.
Then nobody should be allowed to sell.
Yeah.
Even there's always going to be somebody who's for or against something.
If you sell your shares, that's a matter of personal choice for you, but you're also making a choice for your children and all your descendants. You're making a choice that means they will not be part of this.
If they should decide that shares can be sold, I think a thing for the corporations to look into is to try and get the shareholders to agree that nobody can sell their shares until they've discussed it with somebody. Because it's easy for somebody to come in and talk you into something, really easy. They can come and move into your village, and they're really nice people. You know, and you really think, you know, hey, this is my friend, you know, but they're not really. They're just there because they know that, you know, you've got all these things behind you, and they'll take them away. So, I don't think they should be sold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else that...
I can't think of anything else. But that, on that... you know, non-natives inheriting. Okay, I'm a fourth native. My children are an eighth because their father is white. Okay? I want my children to be able to inherit my shares. I would never agree to that. Because if you have to do something like that, then it should be a direct descendant of a...
We do have a word in descendants.
Yeah.
We didn't put a blood quorum because of that.
Yeah, because I want it to go directly to my children, you know, rather than...
Descendants of natives, we said.
And I also have a 9-year-old daughter that I adopted who's not a shareholder, and she's a full-blooded Eskimo. You know, and she's looking at, you know, the only way she's going to get any is by inheriting from me.
Mm-hmm. But under any... I mean, she'd qualify now as native.
Yes.
And and legally she's a descendant of yours anyway.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
Well, thanks very much. I'm sure glad you came here from...
Huh?
No, you go ahead. You were telling somebody else to...
Looks like a machine gun.
Well, I'm Gail Vanderpool. I live in Red Devil. I've been living there for about 13 years. I am not in the Kuskokwim Corporation, but I try my best to help these people up here. Right now I'm the president of the Kuskokwim Native Association nonprofit out of Aniak. And I'm also the president of Red Devil Village Corporation.
Red Devil Village Corporation?
Which is called a corporation, but it's a nonprofit.
It gets money from the...
Nonprofit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit.
But you are enrolled in Bethel, right?
I'm enrolled in Bethel, yeah, supposedly. Well, what do you want me to answer? Say it.
Well, tell me what you think about the land claim settlement and...
Well, I think when you had the Land Claim Settlement Act, it was needed at the time, but the way it's run now, I don't think it's run... It's nothing to it. I mean, there's nothing. 1991 is just like a death wish. It's a threat to everybody. When you mention 1991, they say, oh my God, what's going to happen in 1991? I think the people think in 1991 they're just going to lose everything. It'll be nothing. They'll have nothing. But it's so hard to explain to them why you have the corporations and why you have all these boards and stuff. And they say, oh, so-and-so is traveling, so what, so they don't come to a meeting. I mean, that's why nobody knows what's going on. They're too afraid, I think is what it is. I don't know. My feeling of the Land Games Act is I have nothing to say about it because they never showed me anything. You know, I don't have any land, you know, just...
You have shares in Chilista, though. That's what
I have shares in Chilista, yeah, but...
But you're not enrolled in any village?
No, just the Bethel Native Corporation, yeah. And it's not, no villages or anything. Because there was no land for us to take, you know, it was all taken up by then, you know, by other private organizations buying in the Bethel area.
Can you tell me a little bit about the activities of KNA?
Kuskokwim Native Association. We're more or less like we help the people, we try to help the people. We have 11 villages, Lower Kalskag through up through Lyme Village.
These are the same villages as amalgamated to form the Kuskokwim Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are largely Athabascan people, not Eskimos.
The majority of them.
Yeah.
The majority. The Kuskokwim Native Association, we more or less, we're like a... We service the villages. You know, we have 11 board members now, and each member is appointed by each traditional council from each village. And so every village should be really pretty aware of what's going on with the Kuskokwim Native Association. We have agricultural programs, Johnson O'Malley, which funds our preschool. We have after-school work for the kids programs. And they have the counseling center. What else we have? We have a natural resource specialist now, also who's aiding in the land claims. She helps the people when they come into problems. Most of the people don't understand what's going on.
Why is that? I mean, this land claims thing is 14 years old now,
mm-hmm.
and there are schools in every village.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting in one, nice school.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it people don't know what's going on?
I really don't understand why they don't know what's going on. Maybe it's been, I feel, up until about 2 or 3 years ago is when the villages really started getting organized and they're really caring now. They want more for their villages. Used to be they would just bypass and they say, oh, well, maybe next year they'll get us. But it's just the in between the generations, maybe. I don't know. It's just... You know, the older people, you know, they were overlooked for so many years. You know, they, like Peter said, they were yes people. And they, in fact, most, the majority still are yes people. And it's the younger generation now that is coming up and voicing their opinion against things. And that's, I don't know, I really can't tell you. I don't know. It's just so hard to explain.
What are your thoughts in the kids born after 71, that those people that didn't get any... stock. What are your thoughts on it?
I think they should be enrolled in there. I mean, at least they should have a say-so in, you know, I mean, because after everybody who has stock now in the Settlement Act, they're, if they can't, for some reason they can't, their land and their stock can't go to their descendants because they're, maybe they're half or they don't qualify. It's just going to be a handful of people running the whole thing. And then the people will say, well, what good was it? So I feel that all the younger kids should be enrolled in it. And they'll have a say-so because right now what we're working for is the future of our kids. We're never going to, who knows, we might never see the end of it. You know, it might be still going on when our kids are older.
What do you think of 1991, the stocks couldn't be sold, traded anywhere? What do you think?
I think that the corporations, like take Kuskokwim Corporation, it should be, this is America and everybody has a free right to do things with when they want. They should have a clause before they turn their land over to the shareholders, their piece of paper, their deed, that if the shareholder for any reason had to sell this land, it should come up before the corporation board first, and that maybe the corporation could have first buy over it or aid them in a loan or, you know, saying that you hold this land and then they can go to a bank and then, you know, things like that, because, you know, eventually it would get paid off the loan. But I think you should have a clause in there saying it shouldn't be sold. If you sell your stocks and stuff, there's only 1,100 in your corporation. The oil company will most likely will own all your land, you know, or individual buyers.
If they think there's oil there.
Yeah, well, from what I hear, there is oil, but what I'm saying is people with a lot of money, mm-hmm. organizations will own they'll own your land, and then what's the use of having land? And right now is a real struggle for everybody in this area that I know of, in the K&A Kuskokwim Corporation area. They're really concerned about it now because they stand to lose everything they have. But that's all I can tell you. I don't think much of it. Like when the land selections were selected, I was in that for Georgetown, and when you went in to do your land selection, you were just herded around like a bunch of sheep, you know. You got to pick this many square miles. Well, you didn't have anybody from your villages to talk over with, and so you had to just pick it at your own random, you know. And it was really kind of confusing because they just herded you around like
cattle. Who's they?
Chalista Corporation, when they had the selections for the villages. Well, that's really all I have to say about it. I don't think much of it.
What are your thoughts on, we discussed with some other people here about these city governments, like Antioch, for instance. Do you think there should be something from the state level, federal level, to, if we want to control, like, not like being Antioch, and we see it every day coming in?
No. Right now, sitting on the Red Devil board, there's only two Native people, I myself and another person. I think that the traditional councils made up only of the Natives from the villages should govern that council, the village. They should have the first say-so. I don't care how many councils are in a village, I think that the local people should have the say-so because they live there.
Do you have what do you have by way of a government in Red Devil?
Well, we do have a traditional council right now, but it's not really an acting one. But mm-hmm. when we have to meet, they do meet. But right now, we just use the Red Devil Village Council, which works very closely with the traditional council,
yeah. which is recognized by the federal and state government.
And that's how we get our monies for our.
Sorry,
village.
What is recognized by the federal and state government?
Monies, federal funds.
The yeah. council, the village council.
You mean the, is it a city council or a traditional council or what?
Just a village council. That's all. There's, we nice. Have what, 46 people in Red Devil, you know, and it's very limited. But they do work closely with the two councils do work together all mm-hmm. the time.
Oh, the village council and the traditional council, mm-hmm. right.
Because they're just, two from the traditional council sit on the village council, which I chair. So I look out for the interests of the traditional council at the same mm-hmm. time.
Well, so you chair the village council,
mm-hmm.
and you're on the traditional council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the villages, you don't have a lot of choice. You have to, if you want to look out for your...
Wear many hats. So.
Yeah, yeah, you have to do it. You know, you can't... to say, oh, well, I'm on this council, it'll be all right, I don't have to go for the other council. But if you're not on the other council, they're going to do something back to try and run the whole village. And I don't think that's very fair. It was a big battle in Red Devil for God, maybe 6-7 years, you know, like that. But then we had to get the help from the Kuskokwim Corporation to finally get it realized to the other people, and then it turned out all right. But that's all. I don't have much to say about the Settlement Act. I just have no faith in it, really. It's just like a big reservation, is all. That's
but I think the intent of the Act was just for that purpose, so that we're no more, we sold our rights.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress of the United States and everybody else in lower 48 saying there are going to be no more Natives. That's what they're telling us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was put there for.
Yeah, but that's why you should, they should have where you can pass down to all your kids. Otherwise, there will be no more natives. It will not be recognized.
So. I think if we were to go back in 1971, Peter, and know about it now, that's what we would demand. That we don't have this. We want membership to all our lives and our generation. Our generation. The law doesn't do that now.
You mean that the land would pass from one generation to the next without transferable shares and selling shares and wills and all that stuff?
Right. All natives born just like this one right there would be recognized as natives because he sure isn't. He
that's
or
right.
she,
no, they're,
you know.
They're separating
that's
you right now.
Yeah.
You're being separated, you know.
And that's wrong.
It is very wrong. Why
see, if I sit here and know little about the act itself, I would have been down in Washington, and you would have been down there and hollering, no way, we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want their shares, and these kids not having shares.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first squawk we would have, you know. And it's wrong, I don't think it's right, you know.
Well, just like my oldest girl, she says, well, how come you're in Chalista and I'm not? I'm your daughter, you know, and it's so... You know, you're just like you're splitting, you know. Well, you come from a different planet, I'd have to say. You know, that's because that's what they're doing. And that's what's happening right now. It should be passed down. They should be enrolled in shares and everything for the value of their land and their people, their rights. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Thanks very much, Mrs. Vanderpool.
Anybody else? We'd like to hear from one of these younger generations here, you know. You may have not been involved too much, but you know, you're the ones, your mother may not like to sell her share, but what are your thoughts? Maybe you want to sell them and get that money, you know. That's what we're here for, you know. You know, what do you think, you know? Maybe we're old-fashioned. Maybe we look at them because we're older than you, you know. I hope some of these high school kids would be here. What do they think? Maybe we're all wrong. Maybe that's what they want to do. Until we find out about those things, we as what you call so-called leaders don't know how to act, you know. We keep hearing maybe the majority out there says, hell with it, we'll all sell it. Who knows? Let's hear from them, you know. So we can decide, that's what we're trying to do, decide what are your thoughts, you know. Nothing to be scared of, you know, you talk every day, right, Pa? I know you girls yak, 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 yak all the time, just like right here, you know, nothing.
I'm Ellen Peters from Crooked Creek, and I'm the Vice President of the Tradition Council. Also a board member of KC. And I don't know what's the question.
Well, what do you think of this whole thing? And should people be allowed to sell their shares if they want to get a little money in 1991, or? Should they there be restrictions on selling them? Maybe you could tell me, if native people lost their land so that people in these villages didn't own the land anymore and some guy in Anchorage owned it or somebody in Seattle was able to put up signs that said no trespassing, stay off here, no hunting, so he could fly people in from all over the world to go out and shoot moose and hang them on their bedroom wall or something. What do you think, how do you think the people would feel about it? What would happen?
I don't know, I personally think that, I don't know, they shouldn't sell their shows.
What about the children born since 1971? Do you think they should be?
Yeah, they should enroll. As everybody said, they are going to be the leaders of, or the people that will run the corporation later in the future.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about Crooked Creek. How do the people live there? I mean, what do they do for a living? Are there jobs there, or are they? What do they do?
There's just a few seasonal jobs, such as the school, and there's a few full-time jobs too. Through the council, and seasonal jobs, summer jobs.
Firefighting?
Firefighting. And,
National Guard?
No. That's about it. Most of the people are on welfare, and they get food stamps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's jobs are hard to come by.
Mm-hmm. Do people do any fishing or hunting?
Mm-hmm. Subsistence.
Is that an important feature of their lives, or are people giving it up now?
Well, it's half and half, I think. Some of the people still hunt. Most of them.
Live off the land, the moose. And what would happen in your mind in 1991? A big company, say for instance, oil company, get a hold of it. They can put, you know, and get a hold of our corporation and a 1,000,000 acres that we're trying to protect, which they can do under the law. What would happen to our people if they got control of the corporation and say, well, you natives can't hunt anymore, you know? You can't go in this property because we control it. Now, that's what's coming, that's what's going to happen if we sell it, you know? What do you think about that? What will Gulga and all these older generation, if they live to be that long, what's their thought? That'd be something drastic, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Gosh, I don't think they'd have
revolt,
nowhere to turn.
No. In my mind, I mean, gosh. But they can do that, and, you know, that's how, you can't go into Anchorage and hunt, you know, because it's all, most of it is all privately owned, you know. So that's what's coming to us, you know.
Any other thoughts?
No.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else out there?
Council member Crooked Creek.
What do you think about these kids that are born after the law says they can't get no shares, only by inheritance? What do you think about that? Should they be enrolled or shouldn't they?
Yes, I think they should be enrolled.
So some amendment or something should be asked to Congress, huh?
Yeah.
To try to get them enrolled. What do you think about what he explained a while ago about shares? You got 100 shares. Now they're worth, at least in our corporation, say $10,000. If you start giving shares to these little kids, that 10,000 will go down because you'll have to give shares to them at some value. What do you think about that? If Congress says, yes, okay, we'll enroll all these people and we'll, you give them shares, but your money will go down. What do you think about that? How would you feel?
I'd want all my shares to go to him.
Mm-hmm. You don't care if it went down, as long as they're enrolled.
Yeah.
Huh?
To your baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's your baby we keep pointing to today, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah. Good example.
Let's go then from there to 1991. You know, you can sell your shares right after 1991. Next day you can sell them. What are your thoughts on it?
I wouldn't want to sell mine because I'd want my shares to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a good idea to sell shares.
Mm-hmm. If we were to go to Congress and say, Congress, we want to restrict the sale of shares just only to Native descendants, you would go along with it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it'd be a good idea. Because if everybody else sell theirs, then they would have nothing after that. Because I'm sure everybody else that have their shares have kids. And if they sell their shares, their kids won't have nothing.
Any other thoughts?
No. What about the, like, in 1991, will the corporation still be?
They'll still exist.
It'll still. Will they? What will they do? Will they ask the people out here if they still want them to have like if you're there? Will they ask you if you still want to be in there to represent them? Or, I don't know.
I'm elected just like everybody else in the board every year, you know. I hope that if I can live that long to be involved in it. But we do have some plans before. I always express, if Congress does, I have resolutions or amendments, Congress says, no way are we going to change the act. And Mr. Berger's recommendation, or whatever recommendations he's going to make to the people of Alaska and the appropriate people, refuses to do anything. We are in the corporation are making plans to do something. One thing is, I've mentioned it, I think we could do a lot with state corporations. We can form, and we discussed this to some depth, is co-ops. I like to see the land and the money separated. That way I have the right to sell the stock, but not the land. These things can be done if all else fails. Now we're discussing this, we're looking into it. We got attorneys, at least from the corporation side, we're trying to think about these. So in 1991, we're not left out there and people rush in and start selling. But yes, the shareholders like yourself will vote on it. Only the thing the directors will do is trying to put these things together and then you make the decision by voting. And these options, if they ever come to being. And if you wanted to sell your share, yes, you go to the corporation or the board will somehow take, I imagine, before 1991, in 1990, we may go out and say, who would be interested out there selling your selling their stocks? We take a poll because we don't want to get a surprise, you know? We'd have to because we want to know how many people are going to sell, you know? And try to make and do something then, you know? Like I said, split stock. There's a lot of ways we can work it. You know, I think there's solutions to all these problems. It's just getting to them, you know? It just takes time. And anything that the corporation comes up with will come out to you people because you're the decision makers, you know? You're the ones that own the corporation. And that's our intentions. We're not sitting still just because we're having these amendments. Congress can say to hell with you. I mean, they got the right to do that. And even Mr. Berger's comments, they don't, you know, I keep saying we're only 75,000 natives out here, you know? We're the minority. And there's a lot of pressure being put to the state government and the federal government about the natives, you know? We're the biggest landholders in the United States, that's what they're saying, you know? We got a lot of money. You know, they can put a lot of pressure on the government. And yes, we are doing some of those, you know, at our corporation levels, you know? Hopefully we could come to some kind of resolution. I think the only other thing that comes to my mind, and I've been studying it and thinking about it, is the division of the land. Put the land to another entity. That entity will never sell the land then, see? We can sell the assets because we never had money anyway. And the people are telling me this, that's why I think about it. Older people saying, keep that land at all costs. Do whatever you have to do to keep that land, you know? That's my, I think it's my job then as a corporate officer to try to find some solutions to that. Hopefully we can with you people's input, you know?
Thank you.
My name is Jenny Zakhar. I'm from Sleepy. A member of the Traditional and Village Youth Council. My question was the kids that were born after 1971, that they should be eligible to be enrolled for. Because after 1991 comes, you know, I have four kids that are not in, that doesn't have shares, and what little I have will, you know, they'll be split it in. And I really think that they should be, you know, eligible for, you know, for shares.
You think then, what do you think of what we talked about a while ago about, you know, you have a right, your kids have a right, do you think they should be able to sell it, the stock?
No, I really don't think that anybody should have, you know, rights to sell their land, because what you're going to get afterwards if you sell, you know, what you got. You really don't have anything after that. You really should try to encourage, especially those people that doesn't understand and all peoples that doesn't understand English really should try to encourage people to try to at least hold, you know, whatever they got, because money can be used in some ways, but I think losing the land is, you know, the land is more important than anything else. Share.
How about subsistence? You see a lot of boats, a lot of people flying around here, you know. What are your thoughts? Subsistence, I mean, you know, should that continue, or we get, you know, as a state runs those things, you know?
Subsistence, like fall like, time in
the... You know, you mean moose hunters or cabin builders or what have you, you know?
For subsistence, I really don't like the way that, you know, at least they should kind of limit those people that come for moose hunting in the season, in the fall time. Because it seems to me there's, in this area, in Holikna area, not only here in Upper Kuskokwim too, there's more moose up here than anywhere else down below, and people's been coming up here and been doing a lot of hunting all those years, and I really think that they should kind of, you know, limit.
What if I told you that the corporation was looking at that? What if I told you that the corporation is thinking about, because we're a private landholder, right? You know, we're a private landholder, and we can do that right today. You know, we own 1 million acres here, or you do. What if we were to tell you, we were thinking about, here's the Kuskokwim River, and saying that no hunting will be allowed in the Native Corporation's land except natives.